USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. Former President Donald Trump held his first campaign rally of the 2024 election season as he spoke to supporters in South Carolina.
As president, I will bring back peace through strength. Peace through strength would have never happened. If I was president, there would not have been a war with Russia in Ukraine. Zero chance.
Trump also addressed Republicans in New Hampshire. The Memphis Police Department is deactivating its Scorpion unit in the wake of the Tyree Nichols beating. Memphis Police, posting a statement on Twitter Saturday, said that in the process of listening to the Nichols family and community leaders, it was in the best interest of all to permanently deactivate the unit. Former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe told CNN that this is the time for the police chief to be even more proactive.
I'd really like to see this police chief take those next steps, maybe bring in outsiders, possibly the Department of Justice or others, to take a stem to stern look at this unit and other units that she may have concerns about.
Five ex-officers face murder charges. ChatGPT is gaining momentum as a go-to AI application. Is it a help or hindrance for students, though?
A University of Pennsylvania professor wants to overhaul curriculum because an artificial intelligence bot passed the MBA exam. In a white paper published by the Wharton School of Business, the professor says ChatGPT-3 scored a B on the exam. Says he's concerned students could use AIs to pass classes and exams to get their MBAs without actually knowing the subject matter. ChatGPT has also been given and passed a bar exam and has written business papers and scripts for television. I'm John Schaefer.
The Cincinnati Bengals have the most support heading into Sunday's AFC Championship game against the Chiefs. That's according to Twitter hashtag data. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The aspiring one-time concert pianist who became the 66th Secretary of State of the U.S. is coming to the Ronald Reagan Library in Simi Valley. Condoleezza Rice is scheduled to be the next speaker in the library's Time for Choosing series on March 8th. Reagan was the president 37 years ago Saturday when America faced a solemn moment.
Flight controllers here looking very carefully at the situation. Obviously a major malfunction. We have no downlink. We have a report from the flight dynamics officer that the vehicle has exploded. Flight director confirms that. We are looking at checking with the recovery forces to see what can be done at this point.
The Space Shuttle Challenger blew up just 73 seconds into its flight, killing all seven crew members aboard, including Krista McAuliffe, the first teacher in space. Ukrainian President Zelensky is blasting the International Olympic Committee for tentatively allowing Russian athletes to compete in the 2024 Paris Games. Despite Zelensky's calls to ban the country from next year's Summer Olympics, the IOC stated this week that it aims to pursue a pathway for Russian and Belarusian athletes to compete neutrally. Zelensky says any neutral flag of Russian athletes is, quote, stained with blood. Avatar, The Way of Water, is on its seventh week at the top of the box office. The sci-fi fantasy sequel earned an additional $3.5 million on Friday. That brings its domestic earnings to over $600 million. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.